I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It's been called global warming's evil twin. All that carbon dioxide we're pumping into the atmosphere, it's also having a nasty impact on the world's oceans. The CO2 is causing them to become more acidic. That's bad news for a host of marine creatures, especially corals. But scientists have been surprised to find a group of coral reefs that just might help provide a lifeline to their cousins around the world. The World's Ari Daniel reports from the Pacific island nation of Palau.
There's no shortage of lovely places in Palau, but I want to take you to one particularly remarkable spot. It's called Nico Bay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
That was nasal.
Anne Cohen and I are on a small boat on a patch of turquoise water tucked inside a ring of tropical Pacific jungle.
I'm going to hop in. It is so warm. It's like a bathtub.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Cohen is a scientist at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution in the U.S. As for what she studies, I just have to put on my mask and snorkel, dunk my head underwater, and take a glance.
There's coral everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I kick off alongside Cohen. There's just so much to see. The bottom is carpeted with corals. Fan corals, big boulder-shaped corals, long green tendrily corals, even squishy corals, all jockeying for position. There are bright, colorful fish, too. It's a parade of life. But here's the thing. Cohen says this place, this raucous coral ecosystem, shouldn't even exist.
We started taking water samples. We analyzed them, and we couldn't believe it. The 17 coral reef systems that we've been monitoring, this is the most acidic site that we found.
The higher acidity here is natural, but it defies all expectations. Corals don't like acidic water, and this water is acidic enough that it should dissolve their calcium carbonate skeletons. Even weirder is that as you move from the barrier reefs offshore into the island bays, the acidity goes up. And, Cohen says, as that happens,
the coral cover is actually increasing, and the coral diversity is increasing.
From everything we know about corals, this just shouldn't happen.
There's something different about Palau.
That's what Cohen's trying to figure out. What allows these corals to thrive in such acidic waters? And this isn't just an academic question, because humans are altering the acidity of the oceans worldwide.
As we put more and more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, we end up with more carbon dioxide mixing into the ocean.
Katie Schamberger is an oceanographer who's part of Cohen's team. More carbon dioxide in the sea makes the water ever so slightly more acidic. It's a small increase.
But marine organisms are very sensitive to the chemistry of the water surrounding them.
Organisms like corals. Some scientists have predicted that the growing acidity could wipe out all the corals on the planet by the end of the century. Here in Nico Bay, the water is already as acidic as the entire Western Pacific could be by the year 2100. The team here wants to know whether these reefs might just be the corals of the future, corals that can survive ocean acidification.
Yeah, I'm going in, Captain.
This is the research team's sixth visit to Palau to collect water and coral samples. They use a hollow underwater drill to extract thin cylinders from the coral. This is it here. It's sort of like pushing a straw into a snowball. The hole that's left behind gets corked with a concrete plug.
And then the tissue of the coral will grow over the plug and gradually close it.
Cohen's team is looking for any signs of strain from the higher acidity. They're also looking for other clues about what's allowed these corals to thrive, something about the local environment, perhaps, or a genetic adaptation. Whatever it turns out to be, Cohen says the need to protect these reefs is clear.
Our goal is to elevate these climate-resilient reef communities to the top of the list, because those are the ones that are going to survive climate change and that need every bit of help that they can get.
Palau's corals are also very important locally. They're a big tourist draw, and like healthy corals around the world, they provide vital habitat for fish and other sea life and protect the shoreline from storms and erosion. The day before Cohen leaves Palau, she and her team visit a spot on a barrier reef several miles from shore. It's high tide, and the water's rushing across the reef crest. As we look back towards land, across water that gets more and more acidic, it's like looking into the future, to a more and more acidic global sea. It's a sobering reminder to Anne Cohen of just what's at stake here.
Climate change is really happening, and it's not pretty. You come to Palau, where we're seeing conditions of the future, right there. And yet we have these communities that appear to have figured it out. That's like the biggest diamond in the desert.
There's no certainty that what's learned from these corals will help others survive the changes ahead. Still, Cohen says, they offer hope that at least some corals will be around to keep us company in the future. For The World, I'm Ari Daniel, Palau.
Ari's story was supported by a grant from the Solutions Journalism Network. You can see a great video and learn more about Palau's special corals at PRI.org.